That's a lot to ask of your friends. I can't imagine frantically assembling something so delicate. I'm guessing that's not how they are made today. Modern wreaths are not made under so much pressure. A company in Ukraine is basing wreath designs on digitized archival images and family photos. The reproductions are stunning. Miles thinks that making the wreath the day before the wedding is a lot to ask of your friends, so they would be under a lot of stress and a lot of pressure to complete the wreath before the wedding if it's just started the day before. And he says that he can't imagine frantically assembling something so delicate. And frantically means in a very great hurry. And this is when you're either very excited or very confused. So if you have to finish the wreath in just one night or one day, you would be hurrying very quick. You'd try to be doing it as fast as possible. So you'd be frantically assembling the wreath, and it is very delicate. And delicate means needing careful treatment because it's easily damaged. So it's just made out of flowers and leaves and things like that. So you have to work quickly, but you also have to be very careful because you could break it very easily because it's delicate. And Miles says, I'm guessing that's not how they are made today. And Bridget says that modern wreaths are not made under so much pressure. So now they don't have to do that. And she explains that a company in Ukraine is basing wreath designs on digitized archival images. And to base something on something else means to use previous facts or ideas or inspiration to develop something new. So the company that's making a lot of the wreaths today in Ukraine, they are inspired by images of the past, and specifically digitized archival images. And to digitize something means to convert something, normally pictures or sounds, into a digital form that can be processed by a computer. So originally these images were just plain photographs, but then they've been digitized. And archival is relating to an archive of historical records or electronic documents. So they kind of have a library of images that they can be inspired by, and also they've gathered family photos as well. And Bridget thinks that the reproductions are stunning. So they make these new wreaths based on old pictures that they've seen, and she thinks that the new wreaths, the reproductions, are very beautiful.
Miles 他就表示说呢 ,that's a lot to ask of your friends, 就说呢如果你这样要求你的朋友好像是有点多了就是有点过分了。那 I can't imagine frantically assembling something so delicate, 就说呢我没有办法想象这么疯狂的要去组装这么精致的东西。那 frantically 就是一个副词它就是有一种疯狂的就是有一种很紧急很疯狂的那种狂热的那种感觉。那 delicate 在这边就是一个形容词，是指精致的、精美的或者是雅致的。I'm guessing that's not how they are made today. 就说呢，我想这应该不是现今的制作方式吧。那 Bridget 就说呢 ，Modern wreaths are not made under so much pressure. 现代的花冠不是这么多压力下面制作的。A company in Ukraine is basing wreath designs on digitized archival images and family photos.就说呢乌克兰有一间公司它就是以数位化的保存用途还有家人的照片为基础来去设计这个花冠那 base something on something 就是以什么作为什么的基础来去开发或者去发展一个新的东西 digitize 在这边就是一个动词它是指数位化那这边有一个 digitalize 就是数位化的那 archival 在这边是档案的意思或者是电子档案的那如果你要整个就是像 archival images 就是整个词两个字合在一起就是有保存用途的意思就是有点像是没有经过压缩的档案或者是毛片然后它通常会用来复制就是其他的影像或者是当作一个母件的来源或者是用来保存